What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 193. All right, so today, you know, I want to talk to you about something that's been driving me a little bit crazy, and it comes down to focusing on the things that we cannot change. I'll just kind of give it away a little bit. There's a cool study that I saw, and I kind of want to share with you to back up this a little bit. You know, we always have the debate, the nature versus nurture. We talk about what we can change versus what we can't. Like we've all heard, you know, please give me the courage to, you know, I can't think of the prayer right now, but whatever, right? But basically, we spend a lot of our time worrying about the things that we can't change. But the reality is, and you'll see when I talk to you about this study, there sure is a lot that we can change. And maybe, just maybe, if we change our focus a little bit, we get some different results. So I'm excited for you to be able to listen to this one. Also, I keep telling you every week, week after week, and I know a lot of you are like, yeah, sounds great. Just not going to do it. Go to crossomeats.com, get yourself some meat, right? Probably even better, become a subscriber, get a cool Fueled by Crosso Meats t-shirt. One of the coolest shirts you'll ever find, if I do say so myself. I am a little bit biased, but go there, subscribe, get meat delivered to your door every single month. Right on cue, just like clockwork. Never have to worry about buying that grocery stuff, nastiness. So go to crossomeats.com. You can get a subscription there or just stock up on some meat. You can thank me later. All right, everybody, let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo episode. Getting ready to go back to Vegas again. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's going to be a pretty cool trip. Get the opportunity to go down, race some cars, I guess. Never really done anything like that before, so see how it goes. But it's a good opportunity to hang out with some really cool people, get to hang out with my brother a little bit. Don't see him nearly as much since we moved back to the ranch. So, yeah, pretty excited about that. So what I want to get into today is this is something that drives me nuts about where our society is heading, right? And it's something to where I find myself sometimes being like, how did we get here? How did we get to the point to where now we focus so much on this one thing and not on the other thing? So I want to kind of set this up a little bit with, there's a study, that I saw that was conducted and it was over 50 years and it was involving more than 14.5 million twins. So obviously we have twins and I can see this as well, but what is this study about? Well, it's nature versus nurture. So what drives me crazy, it really does. It drives me crazy that we as a society now seem to spend so much time talking about things and, kind of freaking out about things that we cannot change. Right? Like there's certain things that we just can't change. Within reason, I guess, right? I mean, people would probably bring up Michael Jackson, but like you cannot change your skin color. You cannot change if you were born short or tall, or you were born with certain maybe disabilities or challenges or all of these things, right? Like you can't change those. But what we've decided to do, it seems like, and it wasn't always this way. Like I'm old enough to remember, you know, like the 90s, early 2000s, to where it seemed like we didn't really care about a lot of the stuff that we couldn't change, right? It was like, you're a black dude, I'm a white guy, cool. Like who cares? No one really cares. Now, again, maybe that's controversial now because I know that everything is like hyper racially charged and everything else, but we have to ask ourselves why that is. But and maybe we'll go down that rabbit hole in a minute, because if you look at some of the ways the media has manipulated this, there was a graph that came out lately kind of talking about how much racial issues were mentioned. And then oddly enough, right around the time Trump was elected, it went through the roof, like through the major newspaper, mainstream media. And obviously, the more you talk about something, the more it kind of finds its way through society and becomes even more polarizing. But again, I don't think we want to go down that rabbit hole right now. So kind of back to this study. Essentially what this study found is that it's basically 50-50 on nature versus nurture, right? Because they're taking twins, which is obviously a really, really good data set to have because they're raised in the exact same environment, right? With very, very few variables. You know, there's so many different variables that you could have from maybe one kid to the next and the type of parents they had and maybe the towns that they were in and all of that stuff. But when you have twins like we have, they're in the exact same environment. They're most likely going to the exact same school. They obviously live in the same town, same house, same environment, but yet they are still different. But it's not all, you know, there is a lot of nature that comes into this. So again, what this study found is that essentially it's 49% nature and 51% nurture, like environmental factors, you know, stuff like that. So what I want to get into here today is why is it, and I'm guilty of this as well, but why is it seems like we tend to focus so much on the things that we cannot change, right? There's so many things really that we can't change. I can't change the fact that I'm, you know, 6'2 and not 6'5. Because if I could have been 6'5, that would have been great. Now, maybe you're someone listening to this and you're like, yeah, I'm 5'2, buddy. Give me a break, right? Like I wish I was at least 5'8, whatever it may be. And you'll see people who grow up and they have like these, you know, these complexes or these, you know, they're very, you know, maybe they're very self-conscious about these things. You know, maybe they were born a certain color and they're very self-conscious about their skin color. Maybe they were, you know, born with a disability and they're very self-conscious about that. But the reality is that no matter how much you wish it were different, no matter how much you wanted it to be different, it won't be different. And I know personally, like there's so many things that I've thought of like, oh, I wish I could have, you know, done this or done that. Or, you know, I wish that my, you know, maybe my body looked different or whatever it may be. And we spend all this time agonizing around those things. Like think about your own life. I guarantee you right now, if you are honest with yourself, there's something that as soon as I started talking about this, you're like, yes, I wish I was taller. I wish I was shorter. I wish I was, you know, maybe darker skinned or lighter skinned, whatever it may be. Like we've all had these types of thoughts or at least been curious. Like, I wonder what it would be like if I were 6'5" instead of 6'2". I wonder what it would be like if I had bigger boobs, right? If you're a girl or had a bigger other stuff, if you're a guy, right? Like these are all things that we like, we think about, you know, if I would have been born white versus black, would I be more successful? If I was born black versus white, would I be this? You know, like these are all things that we think about. And the reality is, and yes, some of those examples, can you get a boob job if you're a girl? Yes, you can. But like, really, I'm talking about the things that you cannot change or just, it wouldn't make sense to change, right? Like it doesn't make sense to maybe go and add silicone to your body or whatever it may be, right? Like whatever your thoughts are, but it's more so like how much time we stress around the things that we cannot change and we have no control over, right? Like it's so weird to me when I hear people talk about they're born inherently racist because they're born white. And I sit there and I think, okay, well, if 49% of my nature dictates the other 51%, this life is meaningless. Wouldn't you agree? If nature really is 49% of the equation, like this, I mean, and this is a vast study. This isn't like some little tiny, it's like millions and millions of people over 50 years. This is not a little tiny study. So if that's the case, we actually have just a little bit more ability to change things than we do to stay set in those things. Because let's face it, if you look at your parents, I guarantee you there are qualities about you that it's just like, I wish I wasn't that way and I try to not be that way or whatever, but you still are. And that's that nature, man. It just has, it's like the hard drive in your brain. You can try to rewire it and it's just like, it's still there. And there are certain things like that are very, very hard to overcome. Very, very hard. right? Like maybe it's even things that you were born with and the environment that you were born into has almost hardwired into you as well. But those are things you can change. Like think about how many people grow up with maybe a scarcity mindset. Maybe you grew up poor and you didn't have a lot. And so it's like, I have to save every penny because I don't want to go back to being broke. Like that stuff is ingrained. Now that is nature, right? That's nurture. That's kind of how you were raised. So it is something you can change. You can change your relationship with money. Maybe you grew up and everyone around you was fat, right? Like everyone around you was morbidly obese. So your nurturing side of you is going to have that almost, I wouldn't say desire, but it almost would maybe make it more acceptable. Because there's other people who grow up in maybe super fit families and they're just like, I don't understand how anyone could ever want to live overweight, right? Or maybe you're overweight and it's like, I don't understand how anybody would ever want to get up and work out every day and watch what they eat and limit what they... So it's like you have these competing things, but in that instance, you can change that. What you can't change are, again, your skin color, right? Like the way that your body is built. Like some people are just built different. Some people are built with, you know, wide hips, and some people are built with narrow hips, and some people are built with broad shoulders and narrow. Like there's all these different things, and we're always like trying to figure out almost how to correct what God gave us. But if we went and we looked at the 51% that we can change, that to me is going to be the difference. That's the big difference. Because if you look at the things that you cannot change, you will just drive yourself crazy, right? It's a never winning game. You can never win that game. You can never win it. But if you start looking at the things that you can change, can you change the generational poverty that you grew up in? Yes. Is it going to be very hard? Yes. It's going to be very hard, right? Like, Ed Milet talks a lot about being the one, right? Can you be the one who changes that from everything up to you to everything after you? Could you be the one that changes that? And the answer is yes. Now, again, is it going to be much more difficult if you grew up in a family that was, you know, maybe you lived in the inner city or maybe you lived even rural and you grew up and you were just super poor and you didn't have two nickels to rub together your whole life? Is it going to be harder for you to become wealthy? Absolutely. But you can, because that is not a nature thing. That is a nurture thing. That is a mindset. That is an education. That is a growth thing. So what most people do is they just say, oh, I was just born that way, right? But it's like, yeah, you were born a certain way, but most of the things that we say I was just born that way about are actually the small amount of things that we can change. It's the 51% that we can change. That's your attitude, your work ethic, your drive, your ambition. Like all of those things can be changed. But now if you just want to sit around and say that I'm persecuted because I'm too white, or I'm persecuted because I'm too black, I'm persecuted because I'm too brown, I'm persecuted because I'm gay, or I'm this, or I'm that, it's a losing game, my friends. You will never get out of that cycle. Because as long as you're focused on the things that you cannot change, there is no way to ever grow. And it drives me crazy. I mean, it drives me crazy when I see so much talk about race. Now, I get it. There's going to be people out there, Derek, you're a white guy. You don't understand what it's like to be black. You don't understand what it's like to be this. Here's what I do understand, is that we're all born with certain things that we cannot change. So now what? That's the question I wish we were asking. Okay, so now what? Is there racism in this country still? I'm sure there is. So now what? What do we do? Do we riot? Do we loot? Do we burn down cities? Do we get rid of cops? I think those are some pretty terrible ideas. Or do we start saying, hey, look, I know you grew up poor and you are the whitest person in the country, but now what? I knew you grew up poor and you are maybe the blackest person in the country. Now what? I know that you grew up and you had these terrible, terrible things happen to you, but now what? Because what we have decided to do, it seems like, is to make being a victim somehow virtuous. It's like, because I was born this way, I'm persecuted, and you guys should support me. It's like, no, what I want to support is you getting on the other side of that. What I would love to see is this being part of your success story. I would love to see this being the reason why you are massively successful in your relationships, in your fitness, in your, in your money, like all of these. Like, I would love to see you say, you know what? I was born this way and I got here. I didn't try to worry about the things that I couldn't change, because God knows we all have those things about ourselves. We all have those insecurities. We all have those, you know, those things. Maybe we look in the mirror and it's like, I wish, my stomach was a little tighter, or, I wish I was built in a way that made it, like maybe you see some of these people that were born and it's like, they could go drink a 12 pack of beer and smoke cigarettes all day. They still have a six pack. And it's like, oh, why is it? And it's like, no, like, my nature didn't give me maybe that muscle definition or whatever, but my nurture, my mindset, if I really put myself to it and I ate the right things and I worked out the right way and I made the right decisions, like, I could still get there. That's a mindset thing. That's a nurture thing, right? Like, we can change that. And so as we get further down kind of this road of this victimhood and this victim mindset, it's the only way that, or one of the few ways at least that I could see us getting out of this, is we could say, okay, 49% of my life was essentially predetermined. Kind of freaky, but biologically, from these types of studies, it shows that basically there's a big part of my life, almost half of who I am, was predetermined before I ever got to even open my eyes. Pretty crazy, right? But then if you look at it and you say, but 51%, so just a little bit more, of my life is going to be determined about the decisions I make, the types of people I hang out with, the types of information I consume, how hard I work, what my drive is, how willing am I to overcome that 49%? Because if it was flipped around, essentially that would mean is that you're more likely than not, from a biological standpoint, you're more likely than not to die essentially the same way you were born. And that freaks the hell out of me. And it should you too, I believe. Right? Like, it essentially means that our life is worthless. If we were born a certain way and we can't grow and change and evolve, what's the point of being here? So we can have a few kids and take a dirt nap? No. The awesome thing is that we actually have a little bit more of an ability to change who we are, how we think, what we do, than not. But for some reason, it seems like if you were to look at so much of the news these days and everybody being a victim because they were born a certain way or they have this disability or that disability or whatever, you would think it's like 99-1. You'd think it's like 99% nature and 1% nurture. But no, it's actually more about your environment. It's more about the nurturing side of this, which again should give you hope. Because if you did grow up a certain way, or you did grow up, you know, you were born a certain way, or you do have this or that about you that you don't like, guess what? You can change it, more likely than not. Now, again, there's going to be some certain things and you might have to learn how to live with that. Perfect. That's okay. That's part of the 51%, learning that stuff, learning how to get through it. So as I wrap up here today, I would love for us all to take a minute and just look and be like, okay, what is it in my life that I stress about, I worry about, I'm self-conscious about, I have like this negative self, maybe this negative self-view, and it's something that no matter what I do, I can't change, right? No matter what I do, I can't. That could be one of the things that are holding you back. And now, conversely, if you were to take all of the energy that you spend worrying about that thing, and you were to put it towards something that you can change, how much better off would you be? Right? Like, if you took all of that energy, that when you look in the mirror and my eyes are too close together, or my forehead's too big, or, you know, like all of these things that are literal worries that we all have, right? Have you ever looked and be like, gosh dang, I gotta, you know, my nose is too big, my ears stick out too far, my hairline is, you know, too, you know, whatever, right? I wish my hair color was this, or look, we spend all this time worrying about these things. And the vast majority of them we can't change. So again, the question is, now what? What do we do now? If I can't change the color of my skin, if I can't change some of these things that I'm going through right now what? And I hope the now what isn't, now I'm going to focus on these things and obsess about these things and drive myself crazy about these things that I wish my hips were smaller. I wish my butt was smaller. Or, you know, I wish I, you know, I wasn't built this way or what, like, you know, like for girls, I know that some girls get very self-conscious about being tall. Well, guess what? You're never going to get shorter. Maybe you'll shrivel up with age. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to get shorter. As a guy, you're never going to get taller. So it is what it is. Now what? And that is the question. If 51% of our being can be morphed and can be evolved, focus on that. That 49%, hey, it is what it is. You're not going to change it. It's not going to be different tomorrow than it was today. It's just there. So go out and focus on the things that you can change. All right, everybody. Wish me luck in Vegas. Hope y'all have a great day, great weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.